thanks to attractive gold prices, a slow job market in the lower 48, and a recent reality TV show. More than 100 offshore miners will set up shop in Nome's waters this summer. Recreational mining is regulated by the state, but the city of Nome is moving ahead with developing its own permitting and fee system. KNOM's Ben Matheson has more.
86 recreational mining permits have been approved, with another 14 arriving in the city office Tuesday. That's double the number of last summer. Those permits are in addition to the lease track sold last fall. 6 weeks before the open water season, the city is looking to regulate and potentially limit mining through the city's own permit process. The Nome Planning Commission discussed the draft ordinance on Tuesday. As written, the new permit requires a non-refundable $1,000 fee. The City Council boosted it from $750 to $1,000, but the Planning Commission recommended a lower fee, as well as requiring commercial miners on city property to pay as well. The ultimate impact of miners on city resources and services is still unknown, but city staff say that the money raised through the permit could improve the city's ability to enforce. City Manager Josie Banky.
What we saw last year was a real strain on our city services, whether it was search and rescue, the police department, and we spent a great deal of time and effort, which kind of left us with our heads scratching, saying, you know, how can we help, you know, these users, you know, help pay for city services and contribute that way.
The State Department of Natural Resources at this point has not suggested limiting the number of permits. With 100 dredges on the way, the city could sidestep the state and limit the number of permits it issues. City Attorney Brooks Chandler and Commissioner Randy Romanesco say the DNR and city are determining Nome's capacity in different ways.
Concept.
Yeah, and that's not the limiting factor in this equation. I mean, it's the space when you get to the freshwater side of the spit and our ability to run a major harbor that supports fisheries, fuels.
The Port of Nome has been filled to the brink the past few summers, and this year we'll likely be sending dredges up the Snake River to dock. The Port Commission will be working in the next week to determine a hard number of vessels that puts the harbor at its breaking point. The city also wants to address safety concerns through the permit. Harbor Master Joy Baker says the small hand-built dredges are primarily considered recreational, and all the Coast Guard can do is recommend they register with the state and have certain safety equipment on board.
He said because most of this is recreational, also cracks, they don't have a regulation that addresses that, unfortunately. They're still looking at it, but they said most what they can do, what they're going to do this summer is education and outreach and try to keep these guys safe. But it's only the commercial outfits that they can actually use a hammer on.
The city's attorney says Nome could require certain safety equipment, like marine VHF radios or diver's flags. He added that the city council can pass language limiting the hours of operation, for example, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Given the unlimited daylight and the short open water season, the commission removed any reference to hours of operation. The commission also put forth a suggestion to look into requiring mufflers on some dredges to control noise at late hours. Another unanswered question has to do with the enforcement of city sales tax for gold sold within the city. The city could require documentation showing that the miners charged 5% sales tax and filed returns in order to get their permits renewed next year. In the ordinance as written, miners would be required to keep records of all sales of gold extracted and sold in or out of Nome. The city would be able to inspect the records. In addition to the small-scale recreational miners, 84 lease tracts were sold last fall in a $9 million DNR sale. Nome is expecting $5 million jack-up dredges, more excavator operations, as well as exploration done by a South African company, Anglo Gold. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.